you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
It's been a painful sports week in the Hames household. And to be honest, I'm not at all sure I'm even over it yet, completely. Obviously, I'm a big Houston Texans fan, and that Monday night game in New Orleans has been a very difficult pill for me to swallow. But I'll come back to that in a minute. Let me start at the beginning. Yes, I love all the hometown Houston teams, the Astros, the Rockets, and the Texans. And of course, if you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, or even if you listened back in the day when I was Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan Show for 30 years, then you already know how much I love my alma mater, too, TCU. I'm a diehard Horned Frog, and I have been since I was a little kid. But I have one other really gigantic sports interest that, if I'm being perfectly honest, supersedes all those other teams combined. That would be my grandson, Liam. Now, he's a devoted baseball player, and a pretty darn good one, if I do say so myself. And I do say so myself. He's tried other sports, soccer and basketball. His mom and dad have just forbidden him from playing football because of concussion and CTE issues, and I agree. But baseball is Liam's passion, and I'm one of his biggest fans. Now, I would lay claim to being his biggest fan, but my wife Cindy would probably take exception to that, as would Liam's mom, Danielle, and his aunt Skylar, my daughter, of course, not to mention his dad, Derek, my son, I'm proud to say, who just happens to be his coach. So when it comes to Liam and baseball, it's a family affair in the Hames household, and that's where the pain sets in. Liam has become such a good baseball player that he no longer just plays Little League. He's also on another team that plays at a higher level. They call it Select Baseball. These are invitation-only teams that are made up of the best players in a specific area. In this case, here in the First Colony area where we live. My son Derek is the manager of the team. So, in addition to fall ball Little League games twice a week and a practice once a week, now Liam and Derek have select baseball practice once a week and a doubleheader matchup every Sunday. That's a lot of baseball for an 8-year-old boy, especially in combination with schoolwork or any other extra activities he might have from week to week. But as a family, we've figured it out. Like I said, sometimes it's painful. For instance, my wife can't always sit out in the heat all day at the ball field, but she almost always toughs it out because everybody in the family wants to be Liam's biggest fan, after all. The other painful part is watching Liam learn a new skill, pitching. Up until this round of fall ball, he's played what Little League calls machine pitch, you know, where the kids bat against a pitching machine. But now, for the first time, Liam is playing at the kids' pitch level. And since he has a fairly accurate arm, Derek has been training him to be a pitcher. The very first season of kids' pitch is kind of like watching a train wreck in slow motion. You know what I mean? Some of the kids can throw strikes, and some of them can't. And so the whole game can just grind down into walk after walk after walk until finally one team, or both, start walking in runs. Now that's a little tough to watch, not to mention how tough it is on the kids who are trying to learn how to pitch. Some of them are tossing rainbows up at the plate, and others can't even come close enough for the catcher to keep the ball from going all the way to the backstop every time. Yeah, it's pretty painful at times. So when Liam was inserted near the end of a game last week, we all kind of held our collective breath as a family. He started out pretty strong, even struck out one of the best players in the league in an earlier appearance. But this past week was just, well, painful. Again, Liam struck out one of the first batters. But then he walked several batters in a row, and he wound up walking in a couple of runs, and his little shoulders slumped down. He was just crestfallen, and so were we. It's hard to know what to say to an 8-year-old in a situation like that. So I just told him that it was all part of the game and that I was very proud of him. I didn't really know what else to say. In all honesty, it was the only thing I could say under the circumstances. Oh, and by the way, he bounced back in a later game, even made the final out on a hard grounder to second base. He fielded it cleanly and threw the runner out at first. But watching him struggle on the mound was just painful. Of course, as you might expect, it was a bigger deal to the adults than it was to the kids, specifically Liam. But he's just learning how to play the game, you know. Then came that painful Monday night football game in New Orleans. We'd been out at the baseball fields all evening. Liam even took a hard grounder to the face. It took a bad hop at the last second, but he's okay. More sports pain. So I had recorded the Texans-Saints game on the DVR. And Cindy and I started watching when we got home about 8 o'clock. You got to admit one thing, it was a really good game. Not necessarily a good outcome, but a great game. The momentum swung back and forth. The score swung back and forth. And even though the Texans ultimately lost, it was an extremely exciting game. Literally, right down to the last play. However, since we were watching the game on a delayed basis because of Liam's baseball game, my wife couldn't help herself, and she peeked at the score on her phone when I wasn't looking at her. So she knew what the final score was before we actually saw the end of the game on the DVR. Deshaun Watson hit Kenny Stills with that last-minute TD. I just went ballistic. But she just kind of smiled and gave me a half-hearted high five. Now, I know my wife pretty well. And when one of her favorite teams does something that dramatic, she usually reacts more passionately. So I could tell something was up. I turned to her and I said, "You sneaked a peek at the score, didn't you?" And she just looked at me and said, "I'm not saying a word." And I jumped right back in there and I said, "Come on, admit it. You sneaked a peek at the score, didn't you? You knew this was going to happen." And she just repeated, "I'm not saying a word." So then the Texans kicked off to the Saints, and we all know what happened. But I will have to brag just a little bit, because I turned to Cindy and I said, "I will not be the least bit surprised if Drew Brees doesn't drive the Saints down into field goal range and they win the game on the last play. It's just what Drew Brees does." And of course, that's exactly what they did. More sports pain in the Hames household. Then I don't even want to talk about what happened to the Astros in the middle of the week at Minute Maid Park. Holy smoke. They beat the Mariners and the A's on successive nights by a combined score of, what was it, 36-1? Wade Miley got smoked for the second start in a row, and then, well, like I said, I don't want to talk about it. More sports pain in the Hames household. So, some serious comfort food is in order at our house, and I can't think of anything more comforting than something like brisket or ribs or pork butt with barbecue sauce slathered all over it, can you? So we could get in the car and drive to one of our favorite hole-in-the-wall barbecue joints, or we could break out the old standby smoker and cook it ourselves. Or we could save ourselves a lot of time and a long sleepless night by using a pellet grill instead. Now, I already hear some of you out there, Rick Allspa at Allspa's Hardware in Kingwood, I'm talking about you, and you're screaming right now, "Pellet grill? What kind of backyard outdoor chef are you, Randy? Pellet grills are cheating." And I understand that sentiment, because I know that many of you serious meat smokers consider pellet grills to be the easy way out. You think we should get up 5 times a night to add another stick to the wood box and maintain the temperature in your slow smoker. And if you're one of those traditionalists, so be it. I have no problem with that. But some of us prefer the convenience of a pellet grill. So that's going to be the topic on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. We'll be talking to our favorite foodie and executive producer, Greg Berlocker, about how he uses his pellet grill And then we'll wrap up the show in our usual fashion with a segment featuring my old H&H show partner, Fred Olson. He's also a huge Texans fan, so you already know what we're going to be talking about, don't you? Yeah, that's right. Sports pain. As a matter of fact, we probably won't even get around to talking about his pellet grill.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We promised we'd spend more time talking to this guy, so here he is. He's our executive producer on the show, and he's also our favorite foodie. It's Greg Berlocker. Hey, Greg.
How are you, Randy? It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you too, my man. People remark to me all the time about how much they enjoy your appearances on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and many of them especially enjoy your perspective because you are an amateur chef. Where did you develop this love for the cooking process?
Gosh, the love for cooking, I would have to say it came from my mom and my grandmother. You know, when you're around people that cook good food, you just come to expect it. And, you know, how many times you thought about, wow, I wish I could have grandmother's apple pie or mom's spaghetti or your favorite dish, whatever it is, you know. My Jewish friends talk about matzahs that, oh, yeah, my mom made the best, you know.
Right.
And it's just that flavor. And there's actually a term for the memories that are triggered by certain smells and taste, and they're just the strongest sort of memories. You walk into like your grandmother's house and you remember what it smelled, and food's a lot like that. And it tends to be very passionate and very strong. And so I think that's where I really got it, just enjoying it. My mom and dad were Depression kids. We didn't eat much processed food. Mom was a stay-at-home mom for a lot of years, and then when I was the last of three boys, she went back to work, but she still cooked every meal. We didn't ever have fast food. And, you know, they lived well into their 80s. They were very healthy. My brother made a comment that neither one of them was scared of the salt shaker. So it's because you start with fresh, and then you can season your food. It's not loaded with salt already. So it's a very, very healthy way to eat.
Well, last week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show was about tailgating, and before we get to the subject matter for today, I'd like to hear what you like to cook for a tailgate party. Do you customize the menu to the opponent, you know, like beef for Bevo or fowl for the owls, like rice?
I actually don't. I customize it for the season.
Ah.
These first couple of games are just miserably hot.
Right.
So things that are cool, things that are quick to cook, you don't want to sit there behind a flame and just die, you know, because you're going to be dehydrated, you know, in 30 minutes. So once the first cold fronts hit Texas right around Labor Day, and everybody laughs about them like, oh yeah, big deal. But they start coming regularly. And by the time October comes around, it's really pleasant to be outside. You know, October and November are just Chamber of Commerce weather. So, and that's where it's fun to sit around and cook something and barbecue something and hang around with friends around the grill. So I tend to customize the menu based on the weather.
During last week's show, we realized that a lot of fans go really over the top with tailgates. Like, for instance, we heard a story at Ole Miss. There are some tailgaters who hang a chandelier. They set the table with cotton tablecloths, and they use white glove servers for their tailgate. What is the most elaborate tailgate you've ever attended?
I can attest to that. I have not been to Ole Miss in Oxford, Mississippi, but my son was there. He was wearing his maroon and white jersey, and very, very gracious fans. They invited him into some of those. They like, what's your story? What's your name? What do you do for a living? It was wonderful. So far as probably the most elaborate that I have been to is with a large tent, like the sort of tents that you see at the rodeo that have like metal frames to them. These aren't pop-ups. They're pretty serious structures.
Uh-huh.
And probably had 200 people there.
Wow.
Maybe more. And people go way over the top. We were involved in a group that tailgated when my youngest son was at A&M, and five families all had children there. So we bought a trailer and a satellite dish and a big screen TV and a flat top grill and put it all in a trailer. And every weekend, and we would go up, and the kids actually thought we were there to see the game. But we always said we actually had plenty of food, and somehow we would always draw the kids in, plenty of their friends. So we got to see lots of the kids. So you know, tailgating can kind of take on a different personality when you're empty nesters.
And here's the most important question, and it will propel us into the topic for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. What kind of cooker do you prefer to use at a tailgate?
There's a couple of cookers that I like, Randy, for tailgates. They need to be portable. We bought a portable flat top that had 8 burners, and you could put a flat piece of a cook surface, if you will. I really like, if you're going to do burgers, hot dogs, things like that, cooking on a big flat top like you would have in a restaurant. You can just kind of spread out. You don't have to worry about griddles and things like that. The others that I really like are just kind of shallow metal enclosures. You can actually put them up on your own table. You don't have to have a built-in metal legs or anything like that. You can fill that with charcoal, and you can grill just a huge amount of fajitas, chicken and beef on this big open grill. So those are great. And then, of course, you know, you have your fish fryers and crawfish boils and things like that. But those are actually my favorites.
So speaking of cookers, that was subtle, wasn't it? One of the most popular kinds of cookers on the market today is the pellet grill. So do you own one of those?
I do. I have a Traeger. Sally bought me a Traeger for Father's Day last year, and I've completely fallen in love with it. Pellet grills are kind of an interesting topic in the barbecue outdoor cooking world. They're very polar. Either you really, really like them or you don't like them.
Right.
Some of the people that don't like them are called stick burners.
Yes.
They think that to be a true barbecue, you need to have chunks of wood that have been burning, and you need to have this artisan ability to build a fire and keep it going for 12 hours. So I can certainly build a fire and get it going and manage it for 3-4 hours. But to try to do that over 12 hours in the middle of the night and get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make sure that the fire is exactly just right so you're cooking a brisket, that's never been my strength. So Sally gave me a Traeger, and pellet grills are a pretty cool device. They were actually developed by a gentleman, Mr. Traeger, up in Oregon, that they were tinkering with ways to create a home heating system, a furnace, if you will. And there's a lot of sawmills up in the Oregon area, and they have these mountains of sawdust. And he was trying to figure out, what can I do with this sawdust? And he came up with a way to compact the sawdust into these pellets. And they developed furnaces for your home, and it was very successful. And then, of course, you know, when the summer come, their sales would go flat. So they figured out, what else could we do with this? And they came up with the pellet grill. So it's been around since the early 80s, and it's a pretty easy concept. You have a hopper full of these pellets, and they kind of look like some sort of medicine, a capsule. These long tubular pieces, and they're about a little bit smaller than a soda straw. You can buy the pellets practically anywhere now, at a big box retailer or a grocery store. You fill up the hopper, and you turn the switch. There's a thermostat, and you dial it over to the temperature that you want, and there's an auger that will move the pellets from the hopper into this thing called a burn pot. And when you first turn it on, there's a metal rod that is electrically powered, and it's kind of like an electric heater. If you've ever seen the wires get red hot, that's what happens, and that's what sets these pellets on fire. And then they put out a large amount of smoke, and there's a computer control that senses the temperature and will turn the auger and add more pellets as the temperature goes down, and then the temperature goes back up, and it goes up and down in a cyclic fashion, but in general it keeps it within a small range, like 25 degrees, and you can set it and forget it. And that's one of the reasons why pellet grills are so popular.
And pellet grills come in a wide variety of brands. We're out of time in this segment, but I want to talk about buying the right pellet grill. Can you stick around for another segment, Greg?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back with our good friend and our favorite foodie, Greg Berlocker, who just happens to also be the executive producer of this show. And with good reason, because your humble host doesn't know how to cook his way out of a weenie roast. You know, you should run for cover when I walk out the back door with a bag of charcoal in one hand and a can of gasoline in the other. I am famous for having burned the coleslaw one time. I'm not kidding. We'll get back to talking about pellet grills or smokers or cookers, whatever you want to call them. But I wanted to give you an opportunity for a minute to talk about your other business venture, Cellular and Satellite. Well, I understand you got some exciting news, Greg.
Oh, we do, Randy. I appreciate the opportunity to tell the listeners about it. We have landed a very large contract with a Fortune 25 company.
Wow.
We're going to be upgrading their 3G satellite network. Both AT&T and Verizon have announced the end of life of that network technology, and a customer has hired us to install somewhere between 500 and 1,000, upgrade their sites. So in addition to providing cellular and satellite services, we also do field support and installs. So we've just been growing amazingly fast on that side. There's a lot of people that want to deploy wireless networks. And the last piece of the puzzle is, oh, yeah, how do we get that stuff installed? So once they discover that we can help them with that, we've actually been super busy over the last 90 days.
So tell us how we can get in touch with you at Cellular and Satellite.
Well, we appreciate it. They can always check out our website at cellularandsatellite.com. Everything is spelled out. And is A-N-D instead of the ampersand.
Right.
And you can always call us on the phone. And that the phone number for the office is 832-551-1000.
Now, let's get back to pellet grills for just a few minutes on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Pellet grills come in a wide variety of brands, and they come in a lot of different sizes and price ranges. So buying the right pellet grill is really an important part of the process. So where do we begin? Or I guess I should ask, where did you begin when you bought your own pellet grill?
Well, that's a great question, because they do come. And in the spirit of fairness, Traeger's not the only brand out there. There's Rectech, Pit Boss, Camp Chef, Green Mountain, and Louisiana Grills. They're all great brands. But where did we start? Well, first of all, how much food are you trying to cook?
Right.
At one time? Are you going to cook one brisket? Or are you going to try to cook four at a time?
Uh-huh.
So your grill needs to be larger if you're going to cook for large groups of people. And that's one of the things. Likewise, if it's just you and your wife or a small family, if one brisket is plenty, or, you know, a whole bunch of chickens or things like that, you can buy a smaller pellet grill and certainly economize. So there are some negatives associated with pellet grills that people should know. They can go out when this fire pot where the pellets burn has a blower in there, but occasionally that fills up with ash. And the fire can go out. It is not foolproof. The secret to avoiding that is cleaning your grill. And I've never been a big one on cleaning grills. I've kind of, you know, you cook all day long, you're tired, you leave all the ash in the grill, and then maybe, you know, a week or two later, I'll get around to cleaning it. Well, all of that ash and all of that is will cause your grill to rust. And so I've, after cooking for 8 hours and mysteriously the grill going out, I've been very diligent about taking the vacuum and cleaning out the fire pot and things like that. If you just absolutely are allergic to doing maintenance work, a pellet grill may not be for you. Some of the brands of pellets have more dust in them, and that will kind of play havoc. You have to kind of figure out which brand of fuel is the best for you. One of the kind of, I guess, the biggest disappointment that I had was that pellet grills are not really good for searing meat. About the maximum temperature is about 425, 450. And that's great for smoking, for roasting. However, if you really want a good char on a steak or a hamburger, the meat just doesn't have that beautiful char grill. So just the limited temperature range.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that particular question. So what are the most common menu items that backyard chefs cook on a pellet grill other than brisket? Well, are we talking ribs and chicken, things like that?
Yep. You know, I was thinking about all of the different things in just a year that I've cooked. I've cooked pork and beef ribs. The plate ribs are the things that are in vogue now. You've probably seen them. They look like Fred Flintstone sort of ribs. They're just huge, and they have great big slabs of beef on them. Plate ribs are wonderful. I have actually done a crown roast, a pork crown roast at Christmas last year. It was so good. Everybody said, "Dad, can we do this again?"
Yeah.
So I've done whole chickens, chicken wings, hot wings, done on the smoker are absolutely fantastic. You cook them, for an hour at a high temperature, about 400. The skin gets all crispy. It's just as crispy as a fried wing, but you don't have the frying. And plus that smoke adds another flavor profile.
Well, do you find that the pellet cooker works the same way as the more traditional wood-fired offset smoker?
Yes. There's several settings on the thermostat, very low, and I've really gotten into the low and slow where you go down around 200 degrees because water boils at 212.
Right.
So if you can keep the heat down below 212, you're actually cooking and not boiling. So I've seen that in a couple of forums, and I went, wow, that makes sense. Let's try it. And you can cook things for 8, 9, 10 hours, and they're not overdone. And then if you cook them in a high heat and you just want to get the smoke, you can dial the thermostat all the way back to the smoke setting. And then you can just let something in there smoke for 20, 30 minutes, and then you pick up that smoke flavor.
This is a question I love to ask because it always elicits some really interesting answers. What's the biggest mistake most backyard chefs make when they first start using a new pellet cooker?
Goodness, probably the lack of maintenance is that not cleaning it out can sometimes cause the mechanism to not work properly. So I will say this about Traeger. They have a wonderful customer service department that they're there to answer the 800 line, even on holidays, which I found amazing. So I couldn't get the pellet grill to work the way I thought it should. And I called the 800 number, and within 5 minutes I was back, fixed again. So that's a really great feature. The only really downside to it is that you need an electrical connection. There's a forced fan that blows air. And if you want to take it camping, if you want to take it tailgating, you may or may not have a generator there. One of my experiments is to actually run it on an inverter to hook it up to my car battery because I've got a 400-watt inverter, and I think that's plenty to power the auger and the fan. So there you go. Maybe we can talk about that in a future show.
Yeah, before we run out of time, I have to tell you, Greg, when I looked up pellet grills online, I even found a stainless steel portable wood pellet fired pizza oven. I had no idea. And if you really want to see something truly unusual, do a search for the Little Pig Electrical Pellet Grill and Smoker in pink.
Oh my gosh.
It's fashioned like a pig. It'd be perfect for an Aggie tailgate before an Arkansas game. Maybe I should just say sous vide pig. Oh, they're going to hate me in the hills for that one, but I don't care.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Greg, it's always a pleasure and an education to have you on the show, so we look forward to having you back real soon, okay?
I would love to. Thanks so much for the invite, Randy.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Sensitive listeners may want to turn away from the radio. This is not going to be pretty, I guarantee you.
Howdy.
Well, let the pity party begin.
Well, you know, that's how things go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They seem to go that way over and over, though, don't they?
Well, now, I think about this, and there are people either glass half full or glass half empty.
Yes.
And the glass half empty people are going crazy.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to be a glass half full guy.
Well,
okay?
I have to admit, in my mind, there's no way to pump sunshine into this one, buddy. That's a game the Texans definitely should have won, and all they did was find a way to lose it.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's you see some bright spots. I love Carlos Hyde. Lamar who? I mean, drive and just going after it, and Kenny Stills, and these guys have only played one game together in a brand new team. But the offense, man, they're fun. They're just a lot of fun.
Well, you make some good points there. And the Saints are a very good team. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. But the Texans just can't seem to finish games. And that's not good news.
Well, it's, you know, I've seen a lot of comments this week about, of course, going into a prevent and leaving such huge cushions. I mean, I haven't seen cushions that big since my grandmother's couch, right? But anyway, but you look who we face next. Now we got Jacksonville, and then we have the Panthers. I can't remember. I was looking at the schedule after the game going, okay, we can win that. With our offense, oh my goodness. I mean, they're just... I've been to men's Bible study group, so the game had started, so I got home not knowing anything, and I was going through all the commercials and things I didn't want to see, and I went, oh my goodness, there's no way that, oh no, touchdown, how in the world? I mean, they have a whole new mindset as far as, you know, but there are things they got to clean up, absolutely. But
well, after the game, my wife said, and it's a very good point, as we were going to bed Monday night, she said, the Texans look like they're going to be pretty good, but I'm kind of worried that this game will affect them psychologically to the point that they struggle to recover from a mental standpoint.
Really? Well, you know, everyone said they didn't have a chance going in. Mm-hmm. Make no mistake, New Orleans is a heck of a team. But we managed to put them pretty much on our level this last week. But we weren't supposed to have a chance.
Well, after the game, somebody said online, and I think this is a good point, too. You could see how New Orleans was double and triple teaming J.J. Watt on almost every play because they knew they didn't have Jadeveon Clowney to deal with anymore. That's pretty observant.
It is, and I think they need to do something besides the old prevent defense. But you look around the NFL, you watch the games last Sunday or going through Sunday, and the people who were supposed to be so great, like the Browns. Ooh,
yeah, that was pretty ugly.
There's a Baker Mayfield commercial that ran during the game, and I went, oh, this really looks like people going, I ain't going to buy that product.
But, you know, for all his brilliance, Romeo Crennel, how did he line up those two DBs on the right side so far off the Saints wide receivers? I mean, even Booger McFarland was yelling about it right before the play. And I turned to Cindy and I said, watch Breeze. He's going to throw to the right side right now. And of course, he did. I just don't understand. How does somebody as brilliant as Romeo Crennel miss that? Was it a mistake lining up or what?
I don't know. That's why the first game of the season, unfortunately, it was one we could have won.
Yep.
And we just showed some amazing spark. I mean, when Fuller pulled that one in over the middle for that huge gain, I went, what in the world? Where have you been? Injured. So hopefully everybody's going to be back for the next game against the Jaguars, who really, you talk about being bitten by a snake.
Well, there's 2 points you made right there I want to address.
Okay.
And one of them is injuries. I'm worried about Deshaun Watson's injury. You know, back injuries sometimes clench up after the game is over and the adrenaline's not flowing anymore and you're not warm. 6 sacks, more trips to the medical tent than to Bourbon Street. Then after that, as you said earlier too, there's the next game against the Jaguars. And even though Nick Foles is out, their backup quarterback, Gardner Minshew?
Yeah.
Who? He completed his first 13 passes in a row last week and went 22 of 25 for 275 yards and 2 TDs passing. The Texans cannot afford to lose their focus at this point.
No, you're absolutely right. And I don't think they will. I just think we have to score 45 points.
Yeah, that defense does not look very good right now. Of course, we have to remember that was Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. That's one of the best offenses in the league.
And I seem to think that's the first interception he's thrown in 105, what?
I think it's more like twice that many.
Yeah.
I think it's more like 200 passes.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it's just there's a spark, and they got to learn to play together. But yeah, I'm just thrilled because I thought it was going to be a bloodletting, and it wasn't.
Yeah, I was kind of going into the game with the same attitude, Fred. And one sports writer made a really good point the week before the game, and he said first games are rarely true indicators of what the rest of the season is going to look like. So we shouldn't put too much stock in it either way. And I, for one, am just happy that it's football season again. For instance, I can't wait to see what TCU does tonight against Purdue. We'll know a lot more about the Frogs after the game, so I'm going to be paying really close attention. And that means if you call me during the game tonight and I don't answer, I'm not mad or dead. I'm just watching TCU, okay?
Hey, I heard some at Bible study the other night, the night of the game on Monday. A friend of mine, Tom, he's a big LSU Tiger fan, and so he lights up. I said, man, that was a heck of a game against UT. He said, did you hear what happened up in Austin? And I said, no. He said, they didn't have any AC in the visitors' locker room, and LSU came kind of prepared. Do you know why? Tech tipped them off, because Tech got there, and they turned off or said there was no AC in the visitors' locker room. And you know how hot it is in that field? You can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So LSU showed up with some fans, and they did the best they could, and obviously they bested Texas. But I thought that was just kind of really – I hope they have it fixed for the next team who comes in.
Well, oh, me, my, yes, LSU looks for real now, don't they?
And Joe and Burrow, right?
Right.
How OSU let him go, thinking he didn't have the quality enough to play at OSU, and phenomenal.
There's a great story about Burrow and Tom Herman. I don't know whether you've heard this or not. Herman wanted to recruit Burrow to Ohio State, and Urban Meyer was not interested. And Burrow and Urban Meyer and Herman were sitting in a meeting before he was ever recruited, and Herman's phone rang, and he said, I got to take this call. He stepped out of the room, and he never came back, because the call was from the U of H saying, we're sending a plane to pick you up and bring you to Houston. And he went from there to Texas, and then the next time they saw each other was there on the field before the LSU-Texas game. Great story.
And Tom said, oh, welcome, man. I meant to get back to you, but I left the AC off in your room just in case.
Well, my friend, the good news is that over that same two-day period when the Texans lost to the Saints, the Astros beat the Mariners and the A's by a combined score of 36-1.
No. After the Texas game, I went, oh. I said, is this a repeat? No, that's a different game.
Yeah.
So we have that bright spot, and that takes away the sting a little bit.
So I guess now I am officially giving up football for baseball. No, I'm not. No, I'm lying. You know it. I'm not giving up football for baseball.
Well, pretty soon we'll be into the playoffs, and then I'll be able to watch them, because I do not have HBO out here in the middle of nowhere. So
I'll tell you what, though, friend. You and I need to attend some grief management classes over the next few days. Because if I don't answer the phone, I'm not mad or dead. Wait, I already did that bit. Never mind.
But, you know, it's interesting. I watch NFL all even off season, every day I look, see what's going on, who's doing what, all the drama, the NFL and the Antonio Brown thing. We don't even want to go into that, but you follow that, and then finally it arrives, and then you go,
yeah.
It's such a huge buildup for me to get to the NFL that when it gets there, I go, oh, okay. I have to calm down now, and I have to be realistic, and I've got hope springs eternal every season.
Well, my brother, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is almost over, but the good news is football season has just begun. So let me know when the pork butt's ready, and I'll come over and help you get rid of the leftovers, okay?
The deal. That's all, folks.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.